Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now, back to the Voice of the Grizzlies and the Eric Hasseltine Show, where guests appear via the Landers Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram phone line on 92.9 FM ESPN.
All right, rolling right along on this Thursday. We'll close it out with the headlines next. But yesterday in Chicago, I had a chance to sit down with J.B. Bickerstaff, Jaren Jackson Jr., and Mike Conley. Prior to the All-Star break, we're going to splice all three conversations together, give you a little Grizz interview rundown right now. We start with the head coach. We'll follow with Jaren Jackson, then Mike Conley. Here they are, three of the key components of the Memphis Grizzlies moving forward yesterday in Chicago.
All right, a chance to sit down with Grizzlies head coach J.B. Bickerstaff here on the show. And, Coach, it's been a wild ride, to say the least, all the way into the All-Star break. What's the goal moving forward from your aspect as a head coach and your staff with some new faces and some guys that have shown already they can really give you a boost?
We want to set the foundation of who we want to be moving forward. I think we got a great opportunity coming down the stretch to put together something that can be a stepping stone, a foundation for the future and who we desire to be. We've got some guys in the trade that we feel like can be a part of our future. We guys that fit the mold of what we're looking for, high-quality human beings, tough guys, guys who are willing to defend, compete on that end of the floor, and then offensively, they're willing to be unselfish, share the ball, and play with one another.
I watched Jonas Valanciunas in that first game and what he's brought to the table. Big physical guy, but really good rolling to the basket. I don't think people, when you only see him twice a year, really realize he's got a quicker first step than I remember him having. And at that size, that can be a real asset.
Yeah, I mean, he's difficult for big guys to guard because of that. You know, the way the rules are set up, if you've got that first step, it gives you the advantage if guys can't touch you, especially big guys who aren't used to being out on the perimeter in, you know, those types of positions. So, but to me, what I enjoy watching most of him so far is his willingness to be a part of the team. You know, every day he comes in, he asks the right questions. After the game, he grabs me and asks the right questions. And the only thing that matters to him is being a part of the team and trying to do what's best to help the team.
Yeah, seems like he really enjoys being there. He was talking in Chicago about how he likes Memphis as a basketball city and he likes being in places that love the game. Watching Jaren Jackson over the first half, I don't think anybody quite expected him to be even this far along. You expected to have the skill set, but he's clearly a special talent. How much focus goes into taking him to another level before we get to into April and before this season comes to a conclusion?
I mean, he's always been our priority. You know, we had a plan in place since we drafted him of how we wanted to move him forward. You know, we didn't want to overwhelm him early. We wanted him to be a part of a culture where the details were important and you were held accountable to those details. I think Jaren has an opportunity to be, you know, a top 10 two-way player in this league for a long time. In order for him to do that, you know, he's got to build the right habits. And he's continued to build those habits. You look at his game has evolved. You know, the opportunity has now presented itself because of the trade, you know, where he can have the ball in the fourth quarter. And, you know, that's nothing but a bonus for him because he has that type of skill set. And he's a guy who's going to have to carry you down the stretch. And now he's getting valuable experience having to do that.
Sometimes have to pinch yourself and remember that he's just 19. I mean, he's barely 19 and a half. I don't even know if he's 19 and a half. He's not. Yeah. And that's the thing. And I watched him the other night, and what impressed me the most was here he was struggling through the first three quarters. He gets to the fourth, no hesitation, taking big shots, hitting big threes, giving you a big boost. A lot of young guys, if they're having a tough night, will tend to kind of cower down a little bit. Not necessarily hide, but they know maybe it's not their night, and they don't get re-engaged. He got re-engaged right away.
Well, you don't become great with lack of courage. And Jaren, you know, has never shown a lack of courage. He's never shown a moment that's been too big for him. You know, obviously he hasn't been perfect. He's had some bumps, some ups and downs, but he's never been overwhelmed by a situation. And that's the key to being great, is being present in every big moment, and he's proven that he can do that.
Curious on your side. This is your first go through it as the full-time. I mean, you went through interim in Houston, interim last year. How much different is it for you right now moving forward, looking at a vision of building on what's happening right now and focusing on the moment and trying to win as many games as you possibly can to get to the end of the season and get these guys a good positive feeling heading into next year?
Well, it's about building. And, you know, through the trade and the changes that have been made, you know, we've been given an opportunity to build moving forward, and that's what we're trying to do. You know, as a coach with a contract, you can have a vision and put a vision in place, but you can have a plan to execute that vision. You know, the interim job is basically survival, you know, but once you get a head coaching job, you know, you have an opportunity to put a plan in place. You know, things may have been shifted because of the trade, but your principles, your foundation, the way you create the culture, you know, none of that changes, and we'll continue to focus on that down the stretch.
What's the schedule moving forward through the break? I think people are always curious as to how you guys handle it. I know you'll have some meetings with guys, and in the end, though, you know, these guys need a little bit of a break away from the game, don't they?
Yeah, I mean, they need to take some time and clear their mind. We've played a ton of games. We've traveled a ton. You know, bodies are weary, minds are weary, all those things. So the best thing right now is for some separation. Clear your mind and come back down the stretch. But we'll take some time off. We'll come back Wednesday and have our first practice Wednesday evening, practice Thursday, and get ready to play on Friday.
Enjoy the break. Thanks for being with us.
Appreciate it. You too.
All right, chance to catch up now with Jaren Jackson Jr. Let's just ask the obvious question. I think a lot of our fans want to know, how has the rookie season been for you? Trials, tribulations, but also some really good times, it seems like.
Yeah, the rookie season's been great. I think I've been seeing so many new faces, you know, come and go around here, which is new for anybody. But, you know, it's been just great guys, you know, through and throughout, just keeping me motivated, you know, showing me the ropes. And, you know, I'm blessed to have a lot of great people around me that make it easy.
I see the development in your game. Everybody does. Where do you want to take it next to in terms of the remainder of the season? You got All-Star weekend ahead of you, then you're going to come back. It's kind of a sprint of 23 games before you hit the summer. What are you trying to focus on during this last couple of months?
I'm just trying to, you know, continue to keep playing hard, because if you play hard, everything becomes easier. So just continue to work on my motor, my positioning, you know, continue to have fluid movement on the court, and just, you know, try to become more of a veteran instead of a rookie.
I don't think it came as a shock to anybody that you were going to participate in the All-Star weekend. But when you got that call and it was confirmed, tell us what went through your mind.
I was happy. I was excited. It was one of my goals I wanted to do from the jump. And I was just happy it all came, you know, to fruition. And, you know, it's just going to be fun seeing the guys out there. It's a pickup game, but it's competitive, so I'm happy.
Sometimes, though, it's fun to play those pickup games, just go hoop with your boys, right?
For sure. No plays, no none of that. We're just out there hooping, you know, and it's just a fun experience.
You talked about seeing new faces come and go. Obviously, that doesn't happen in the college ranks or in high school or even in AAU. When the business of basketball comes and kind of sets in like that, how do you deal with it? I mean, I know you understand it because your dad was part of it, and you were probably told this will happen at some point. It just happened a little sooner probably than you expected.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's going to happen. You know, it's a business. But I'm just trying to make sure I just stay positive through it all. You know, I got guys like Mike, you know, that are here now that just show me, you know, show my stuff ins and outs of the game. You just got to continue on getting better, work on getting better.
What are some of your favorite memories thus far of the first half of the season?
Just any big win, man. Just any time we won a game, and just the camaraderie we have as a unit, you know, how excited we are as a team, just all that. Just any of those moments. And then the moments like in practice, you know, that people don't see, where we're just going at it. When Joe came first day, you know, I was going at it with him. Moments like that.
Come on, dude. You got to talk about Brooklyn a little bit, right? You got to talk about being on the big stage in the house that Jay-Z built, knocking down a three, getting a four-point play in that comeback. That was a monster night. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was crazy, you know. being down like seven or something, being able to come back like that, a lot of people didn't think we were going to win that game. We really had like no chance of winning it at that point. I never quit. You just got to keep battling. I was able to get something to fall, and we were able to win an OT. That was big.
What's been the biggest surprise for you? Because I know you still just love playing the game. I see you out there, see the passion, see the enjoyment the game brings for you. What's been the biggest surprise?
Probably just how quickly it moves, I feel like it's a quicker year. It goes fast because there's so many games, so that's probably the biggest thing.
What are you looking forward to most in Charlotte aside from the game?
Seeing Miles, seeing all my friends, just hanging out, guys like Trey, Marvin, I haven't seen them in a while, so just kicking it with them in a more relaxed setting is going to be cool.
We're all going to be watching, man. Go have a great weekend, and we'll look forward to seeing you in the second half of the season.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, a chance to catch up with Mike Conley as the Grizzlies hit the All-Star break, and I know this is going to be a time for you where there's some good things happening. You're going to head down to Charlotte, participate in the Skills Challenge, but also a chance to rest. It's been a wild ride. Is this maybe the craziest first half of an NBA season in your career?
Most definitely it has been. We've had so many different things go on this year, on and off the court, and it's just been one of those seasons where we've had to find a way to get through, and we've got to the All-Star break now, and guys are going to get some rest. We're going to go watch JJ participate. I got the Skills Challenge going on, and just have some fun.
I know that was a tough week for you, saying goodbye to a longtime teammate, and then also kind of just being there in limbo in Oklahoma City when you finally got to get past that. How much of a relief is that for you, just to now kind of finish out the season, see what the path holds next, and kind of just go out and hoop, as they say?
Yeah, it's definitely a relief, just not having to worry, not second guessing, not doubting anything, and now just being able to play basketball and have fun, with the teammates, and try to accomplish as much as we can in the short period of time we have together in the second half of, after the All-Star break's over. So I'm just excited, and I'm just looking forward to whatever, in the future may bring.
The new guys seemingly have come in and really haven't missed a beat. They're veterans, they're pros, but they also seemingly to a man realize Memphis is a basketball city, and they're excited to be in that locker room playing alongside a guy like you, and they're all kind of looking to you to be the leader now. You used to have some help. Now you're kind of the one carrying the flag, aren't you?
I'm a lone ranger now, and thankfully we got Joe Kim, a guy who's just as passionate as
he
is.
Just say it, he's crazy.
And we need one. One of those. We had Tony, six, 7 years that we needed, and he's a guy that we need. So definitely, a lot on the plate. Just continue to be a leader. Continue to help the young guys and our new guys, acclimate them to what we do as quickly as possible, and just keep this thing rolling.
A little bit more thrust in the offense right now towards the end of the first half, and we saw a little bit more pace, and I know Coach has talked about wanting to implement that with the new pieces. It's a little bit more athleticism, a little bit more attack mode. How much more fun? I don't want to say more fun, but it puts the ball in your hands quite a bit more, and I see you maybe facilitating a little bit more than having to rely on dropping 25 every night. We're not going to go away from dropping 25 when we can, but there's a lot of options out there, it seems.
Yeah, honestly, it is fun. It's fun to play, with some pace and get up and down and get more possessions, run for layups. I was kidding with the guy. I said I felt like a point guard again, where, I'm not out there just trying to score and do that whole number. I'm out there, getting guys the ball, making sure that, we're getting, running and getting to our lanes, getting easy buckets, getting layups, getting wide open opportunities. And that's something that makes the game a lot easier on a lot of people, and especially in the fourth when we don't have to stress as much. For each possession, because we know we've given ourselves plenty in the game.
When things beyond your control come up, how much of a sanctuary is the game of basketball? I mean, sometimes you guys just you can't control what's going to be done. You can't control the business side of things. All you can control is what you do on that 94 feet. So how much of a sanctuary does the court and the game become in times where it's not exactly easy?
Yeah, it's the one place where you can get away. There's so much going on in our world and so much in our individual lives. Just we're able to be, connected to our fans and to the general public with ease, with social media and everything. It's hard to get away from everything, and the basketball court is the best place to be, because you can just lock in on what you love to do, the game you grew up playing, and you remember that it's just a game, and that's the best time in the world for me.
I look at what's ahead of us, and it's a very long break. So even though you're going to go participate in Charlotte, you're still going to get some time. How valuable is that downtime for you right now? Chance to just decompress, spend some time with the family, maybe get away for a few days and just kind of, you know, think about what's coming up in the next 2 months.
Yeah, it's needed, man. It's needed. This has been an, you know, not just a physical roller coaster, but an emotional one, you know, from day one. So it's been, you know, much needed for us to just get time to go spend time with our families and, you know, go somewhere warm if we want to, go home and just enjoy that and get that kind of life going and then get back to business, you know, 10 days later.
I look at the way the crowds reacted those two home games prior to the break, and you know that it would have been real easy for them to let go of the rope with all the things that were going on, yet those guys were behind you. I know it didn't turn out the way we all wanted to against San Antonio, but right down to the wire, and everybody's still in their seat, everybody's standing. How much does that mean to you guys in that locker room, knowing that these guys still have your back? These people that are coming to the games know it's not you guys if there's frustration, and that you guys have earned that support.
It means the world to us. You know, our fans, which I consider some of the better basketball fans in the world. I mean, Memphis is a basketball city. And for them to stay behind us and support us through a time like this, where they can easily go the other way, just says a lot about them. And which is why it's so easy to play here, because you know you got the support of the fans. And I know our young guys and our new guys coming in have really enjoyed it, and they're looking forward to the rest of the year because of just that in particular. That one in particular thing is our fans are that much into the game and really in supporting our guys.
All right, you're kind of the underdog going into Charlotte. They got you down on that list of the favorites, but I know how quick you are. How have you practiced what you're going to have to go through? Have you taken any time to see what the course might look like, or are you going to do that when you get to Charlotte?
I'll probably do it when I get to Charlotte, man. I'm just, you know.
You've seen it, though. What's the toughest part?
I think really it's not the toughest part. I think the speed of it. You got to get done with it, you know, obviously quickly. I think I can get through the cones pretty easily. The passing part should be pretty easy. I think making the three at the end might be the most challenging part for most people, because you everybody can shoot, but you're trying to get it over with, trying to make that first one, and if you don't make it, it can, you know, really mess up your time.
You know, you guys can't let a big win this again. You cannot let a big man win this competition again, and whatever you got to do, I don't care if you go out there and trip him.
I'm gonna make sure of that. Don't worry about it.
Hey man, I appreciate the time, and enjoy the break. We'll look forward to seeing you back in Memphis come a couple of weeks.
All right, thank you.
All right, our thanks to J.B. Bickerstaff, Jaren Jackson, and Mike Conley. Best of luck to Jaren and Mike as they make their way to Charlotte for All-Star festivities. And we will see all of them again a week from tomorrow. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, we close it out with the headlines. That's next, 92.9 FM, ESPN Memphis.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.